Om akhandam sachidanandam bhavan manasagocharam atmanam akhiladharam ashraye pishta siddhiye artato pyadvayanandan atita dvaita bhanatah guru naradhya vedanta saram vakshe yathamiti.
All right. Verse 118. So repeat after me. Ete sham.
Ete sham.
Stula sukshma karana prapanchanam.
Stula sukshma karana prapanchanam api.
Samishtireko. Mahan prapancho bhavati.
Mahan prapancho bhavati.
Yatha, let's see. Yatha vantara vananam.
Yatha vantara vananam.
Sameshtirekam.
Sameshtirekam.
Mahadvanam bhavati.
Mahadvanam bhavati.
Yatha.
Yatha.
Vavantara jalashayanam.
Vavantara jalashayanam.
Sameshtireko.
Sameshtireko.
Mahan jalashayaha.
Mahan jalashayaha.
Okay, let's break the sandhi. Ete sham, in a long compound, stula, sukshma, karana, prapanchanam. That's the compound. Api, then. Sameshtihi ekaha. Sameshtihi ekaha. Mahan prapanchaha bhavati. Yatha avantara vananam. Avantara. Sorry, I have to look up avantara. I can't remember if it's avantara or avantara. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yatha avantara vananam sameshtihi ekam mahat vanam bhavati. Yatha, then va. Va means or. Mm-hmm. Avantara jala ashayanam. Sameshti ekaha mahan. Testing. Okay. Sameshtihi ekaha mahan jala ashyaha. Okay, let me clear up this odd problem right now so I don't have to worry about it. I think it's avantara, but I'm not sure. Okay, for the avantara, short a, avantara, okay? And then, I'm pretty sure it's ashya, but I have to check that too. Thank you. Okay, that was right. The first is a short avantra. The second, the word ashya. See that? Jalashya, long a. Ashya. Just want to make sure. Okay, so now just follow along. I'm going to reread this kind of quickly with the right breakdown. Ete sham stula sukshma karana prapanchanam api samashtihi ekaha mahan prapanchaha bhavati yatha avantara vananam samashtihi ekam mahat vanam bhavati yatha va avantara jala ashyanam samashtihi ekaha mahan jala ashyaha. Okay. The limit of superimposition is kind of strange, but anyway, let's go through it. Ete sham, genitive plural, of these. Of these what? Stula, sukshma, karana, prapanchanam, api. It could just be and or of, also, and. So he's saying more about these three. The stula, the physical or gross, sukshma, subtle, karana, causal, prapanchanam. For these, stula, sukshma, karana, prapancha. Prapancha means world, right? Manifestation. For these three worlds, stula, sukshma, karana, of these three worlds, samishtihi, ekaha, okay? Samishti means the aggregate. Ekaha, one. So there is one samishti for all three of these. If you put, what he's saying here, you could take the stula prapancha, the samishti stula prapancha, right? The total stula physical universe. The samishti stula prapancha, as opposed to sukshma prapancha, as opposed to the samishti vyashti. The individual is tajasaha, the samishti is Hiranyagarbha. Then you could take the karana, the causal prapancha, when Ishwara prajna for the individual. So now what he's saying is if you take one, there is one samishti for all three of these, right? So if you're taking the stula, the sukshma, and the karana shariras, the samishti of these three, the samishti stula, the samishti sukshma, and the samishti karana, all these three together make one great samishti. So he says, samishtihi, the samishti of all of these three, ekaha mahan prapanchaha bhavati, is one great, right? There's one samishti for all of these three, which is the mahan, the great prapancha. Means, by mahan just means, it means the total. In other words, there's all three of these prapanchas together make for one. All three of these samishti prapanchas together make for one maha prapancha, one great prapancha, which is a single samishti. What he's trying to say is that here we have laws and on this physical universe, there's laws in the subtle universe, there's the karana sharira, but actually all of these things are just part of one infinite prapancha. That's the idea. Everybody see that? Okay, so that's the Mahan Prapancha Habhavati. It's all in the nominative singular. So there is one samishti for that brings together all three of these, making for one great prapancha. Okay, Mahan Prapancha Habhavati. And he gives an example. Yata, just as, avantara vananam, four forests, which are, in the translation he says smaller forests. Avantara really means like a subordinate. Right. Say if there are, for instance, there's many, many, many forests, and there's this one section of forest which is part of this total forest, and there's another section of forest, and there's another forest over here. They all have different names. But all of those put together make up one Mahan, one great forest. So all of the subordinate or smaller forests put together make for one great forest, and that great forest is the Samishti, which is inclusive of all of the subordinate forests. You see? So he says, just as avantara vananam, for all of the smaller forests or subordinate forests, Sameshtihi Ekam. There is one Sameshti for all of the forests, which Mahadvanam Bhavati, which becomes a great forest. So put all the little forests together. Best way to understand it is to, you know how, say if you have a great forest and then you have different names for different sections of the forest, right? And so put all of those different sections or subordinate sections together and you just have one great forest. Or you could look at the Sameshti, the smaller Sameshti of the subordinate sections. There's one aggregate that includes a lot of trees, but that's subordinate to all of these aggregates put together that makes for one giant forest. Mm. Clear for everybody? Mm. So here we have Mahatvanam, the great forest, Bhavati. Okay? There's a great forest, which is the Sameshti of all of these smaller forests. Yathava, or just as, or just as, Avantara Jalashayanam, Sameshtihi Eka, there is one Sameshti for all the subordinate reservoirs of water. Right? So each reservoir has lots of little drops. So each reservoir of water is called a Sameshti in reference to the drops of water in the reservoir or in the tank. But if there are many tanks, then all of the tanks put together become a Sameshti. And each tank, in fact, is a Vyeshti in reference to the whole, you know. But there is a whole which includes all of the tanks. So, Avantara Jalashayanam Sameshtihi Ekaha, one Sameshti. Then what do you have? Mahan Jalashayaha. You have one great reservoir of water. Do you know where? Do you see where it says Mahadvanam and now Mahan? Vanam is neuter. So Mahat is the neuter form of, you know, Mahat.
Oh.
And Mahan is the nominative singular masculine. So Mahan Jalashayaha. So there's a great reservoir of water, which is what? One Sameshti for all of the subordinate reservoirs of water, all of the smaller reservoirs of water
is
put Mahat together.
A substantive, is it?
Used adjectivally. Okay. But Jalashaya is masculine. So this has to, yeah. Everybody see the idea? Is the Sanskrit clear? You've got, you know, nominative Sameshtihi Ekaha Mahan Jalashayaha. There is one Sameshti, which is the great reservoir of water. Mm-hmm. One Sameshtihi Ekaha of what? Of the subordinate or smaller Jalashayas, smaller reservoirs of water. So putting all of those together, there is one Sameshti that is inclusive of all of them. So one set of laws, one manifestation that includes everything.
So that's the total, right?
Yeah. Sameshti means the aggregate, and then the Vyeshti is the individual members of any given aggregate. So say you start with a Sameshti like forest, one forest, and then the trees are the aggregate. But then say there are many forests. Let's go to 111. Are we okay with 118 here? 119? We okay with 118?
Mm-hmm.
So now he's looked at, what we've looked at now is the Sameshti Upadi, okay? The Sameshti Upadi on a, bringing everything together. The Stula, Sukshma, and Karana Prapanchas, bringing them all together. Now, repeat after me. Etat.
Yeah.
Upahitam,
Vaishvanara.
Oh, I see. Vaishvanara Adi. Ishwara Paryantam. Chaitanyam. Api. Avantara Vana. Avachinna. Akashavat Avantara Jalashya Gata Pratibimba Akashavat Chaikameva. Now I'm going to do the Sandhi. I kind of did the Sandhi, but Etat Upahitam
Vaishvanara
Adi. Ishvara, Paryantam, Chaitanyam, Api, Avantara, Vanna, Avachinna, Akashavat, Avantara, Jala, Ashya, Gata, Pratibimba, Akashavat, Cha, Ekam, Eva. Okay? Etad means this. Upahita, etad, upahita. So actually it's going to go like this. Etad, upahita is a compound, and it means conditioned by them. Because etad means this, but it's in a compound with upahitam. Upahitam is the an upadi, and it's in the past from upada. It's in the past passive participle of upada. Upahitam, conditioned by these. Okay, by what? Conditioned by these stula sukshma karana prapanchas. So, Vaishvanara, beginning with Vaishvanara.
Vaishvanara means what?
Vaishvanara means Virat. Virat means, synonyms, Vaishvanara or Virat, is Ishwara, is Brahman, conditioned by the physical universe, by the stula sharira, by the sameshti stula prapancha, means by the total physical universe. Brahman, conditioned by the total physical universe, is called Vaishvanara or Virat. It's his name. Okay? So beginning with Vaishvanara and Paryantam, ending with Ishvara, Ishvara Paryantam. So Ishvara is the name of the karana, of Bhagawan, of Brahman, conditioned by the Sameshti causal upadi, by the Sameshti karana prapancha, right? So you have Vaishvanara or Virat, synonym, for this Ishvara in reference to the physical creation, Brahman with the conditioned by the physical creation. Brahman conditioned by the sukshma sameshti upadi is called Hiranyagarbha. Okay, that's the Hiranyagarbha is the name for Brahman plus the subtle sukshma upadi. Brahman conditioned by the karana sharira is called Ishvara. So you have Ishvara, that's just Brahman plus Maya upadi, plus Maya, is what we Brahman plus Maya. Means the conditioned by the causal upadi is what we call Ishvara. When the upadi manifests, the subtle upadi is called Hiranyagarbha. The physical upadi is called Virat or Vaishvanara. So here he says, conditioned by these, Vaishvanara, beginning with Vaishvanara and ending with Paryantam, ending with Ishvara, Chaitanyam, consciousness. Okay? Api just means and, it's just conjoining with what comes before. So if you read backwards, it goes like this, Chaitanyam, consciousness. Since we're talking about the Sameshti, that's why I'm saying Brahman. But consciousness, beginning with Vaishvanara and ending with Ishvara, we'd say like this, consciousness conditioned by these, you know, beginning with Vaishvanara and ending with Ishvara. These are just the names of consciousness in reference to these stula, sukshma, and karana upadis. That consciousness, okay? Api, then, let's look at the example. Avantara, vanna, avachinna, akasha, vat. Like space, read backwards. Like akasha, like space. Vat means like. Like space, avachinna, conditioned by or enclosed by. The avantaravana, subordinate forests, smaller forests. Avantaravana, avachinna akashavat, like space enclosed by the smaller forests. Avantara jalashya gata pratibimba akashavat cha ekameva. Reading from the next vat, like space akashavat pratibimba. Reflected, like space, whose reflection pratibimba has is there gata, is has gone into is there, in the Jalashya, Avantara Jalashya, in the subordinate reservoirs of water, the smaller reservoirs of water. So, cha and ekameva is one alone. Okay, so let me say this in English, and then we'll look at the Sanskrit again. Okay. Consciousness, or Brahman, right? Brahman, which is conditioned by these different, all the different prapanchas, stula, sukshma, and karana, so conditioned by these, right? Ekam eva is one alone. The consciousness that's conditioned by all of these different prapanchas, the physical, the subtle, and the causal, is ekameva, is one alone. Just like space, the space which is conditioned by or enclosed by all many, many forests. There's one space alone. You can have a subordinate forest here, subordinate forest here, 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 but there's all of the forests are conditioned, are the space is, there's only one space which is enclosed by all of those forests, not two. It's not one space is with this forest, another space is with this forest, another space is with this forest. There's only one space which is enclosed by all of these subordinate forests. Similarly, there's only one space, using another example, the Jalashya, the reservoir of water example, there's only one space which is reflected in all of the different reservoirs of water. You know, the space reflects, and you can see the space and the trees and everything that's reflected there in that body of water. There's only one thing that is being reflected there. Using the example of space, there's only one space reflected in all of the different containers or tanks or reservoirs of water. So first they just talked about how there's really only one upadi. There's many subordinate, you know, samashti, vyashti levels of samashti and vyashti. But you put all of those together and those all fall into one mahan samashtihi. One great samashti, right? And so here, so you look at all the upadis as in the end being just one interconnected infinite upadi. And similarly, there's only one chaitanya that is reflected in or enclosed by or conditioned by this infinite array, you know, of samashti-vyashti relationships in the creation. And in the end, there's only one samashti and an infinite number of vyashti. Let me... Clear?
And these different names, Virat, Hiranyagarbha, where does Ishvara fit into that?
If you take the Sameshti, the name of Bhagawan, understand, Bhagawan means Brahman plus whatever the conditioning adjunct is. So Brahman plus the Stula, the Sameshti Stula Sharira or Stula Prapancha, we call Virat. That's his name. Ishvara is called Virat from the standpoint of the physical. Sameshti physical creation, Virat. Second name that's used is Vaishvanara. They're both referring to the same Virat or same Ishvara in reference to the Stula. Then if you look at the individual Vyashti in reference to the Stula, that is called Virat Vishwa. Vishwa is the name of the individual in the Stula. So Virat Vishwa. The subtle, the name for Ishvara, Bhagawan, in reference to the subtle Sameshti, is called Hiranyagarbha. The Vyashti is Tejasa. So Hiranyagarbha, Tejasa. You actually have to know these terms. They come enough that you need to know them. So you've got Virat, Vaishvanara, or Vishwa. You've got Hiranyagarbha and Tejasa. And then you have Ishvara. And Ishvara is just the one who has the Maya Upadi. Maya manifests and retracts, right? So that's the Maya. So that's Maya is used for really the causal upadi. Once it manifests, then we have Hiranyagarbha and Virat. But Brahman plus Maya, conditioned by the Maya, is what we call Ishvara.
Okay.
So then we have Ishvara, and the Vishti is called Prajna. So Ishvara Prajna, Hiranyagarbha, Tejasa, Virat, Vaishvanara, synonyms, and Vishwa. Okay?
Thank you.
Ready? Now, here we go. We're moving along. Are we okay with this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Abhyam.
Abhyam.
Mahaprapancha.
Mahaprapancha.
Tad Upahita.
Tad Upahita.
Chaitanyabhyam.
Chaitanyabhyam.
Tapdayaf.
Tapdayaf.
Pindavat.
Pindavat.
Avivictam.
Avivictam.
Sad.
Sad.
Anupahitam.
Anupahitam.
Chaitanyam.
Chaitanyam.
Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma.
Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma.
Iti.
Iti.
Mahavakyasya. See how he has that there? Oh, yeah. Mahavakyasya. Vachyam.
Vachyam.
Bhavati.
Bhavati.
Vivictam.
Vivictam.
Salakshyam.
Salakshyam.
Api.
Api.
Bhavati.
Bhavati.
So it goes, Sandhi, Abhyam, Maha, Prapancha, Tad, Upahita, Chaitanyabhyam. That whole thing's a compound. Maha, Prapancha, Tad, Upahita, Chaitanyabhyam. Tata, Ayaha, Pindavat. That's a compound. Tapdayaf, Pindavat. Avivictam, Sat, Anupahitam, Chaitanyam, Sarvam, Kalu, Idam, see that V there? Kalu, Idam, Brahma, Iti. We'll keep it as Mahavakyas. There's two readings there. Mahavakyasya, as one word, Mahavakyasya. Vachyam, Bhavati. Vivictam, Sat, that becomes La. Sat, Lakshyam, Api, Bhavati. Okay, with these two, what two? With or by, we'll see which word we use here. Between these two, maybe. Abhyam, then Mahaprapancha. The great prapancha means the whole Samishti prapancha, the entire universe, Maha prapancha. Tad Upahita Chaitanya. And this is going to be a dwandva between these two, the Maha prapancha and Tad Upahita Chaitanya, and the consciousness conditioned by it. So by these two, the Maha prapancha, the infinite universe, total Samishti prapancha, and the Tad Upahita Chaitanya, the consciousness which is conditioned by it. So you've got the prapancha, the Samishti prapancha, and the consciousness which is conditioned by that. Tapta Ayaf Pindavat, like a red hot iron ball. Tapta is burning, the red hot. Ayaf is iron, Pinda is a ball. Ayaf Pinda is an iron ball. But like an ayaf pinda, which is tepta, red hot. Tepta ayaf pinda, but like a red hot iron ball. Avivictam sat, being undifferentiated. You know viveka? If you have a viveka between two things, you've discriminated between the two. That's viveka, vivictam. But avivictam, you know, it has not, that's avivaka. There's no differentiation, no discrimination. So avivictam sad, be not discriminated, like a red-hot iron ball. Anupahita chaitanyam. Mm-hmm. Consciousness, which is anupahita, we're going to read backwards. Consciousness, which is anupahita, not conditioned by. Okay, consciousness, which is not conditioned itself by these two. Right? It's not conditioned by them. By what? It's not conditioned by the Mahaprapancha or the consciousness which is conditioned by them. You know, well, it's because the consciousness itself, not means not in relationship to. Brahman itself, for Brahman there is no creation, right? Brahman there's no Vaishvanara, there's no Virat, there's no Hiranyagarbha, there's no Ishwara, there's just Brahman, right? For there to be Brahman conditioned by the Upadi must be there. For there to be Ishwara, you have the Sameshti Upadi, and then the knownness of the Sameshti Upadi. So that's Brahman conditioned by the Sameshti Upadi, the total Upadi. But Chaitanya itself, Brahman itself, is not conditioned by anything. It's just pure consciousness. So here when you say Chaitanya, which itself is unconditioned, being of a victim, not discriminated, being undifferentiated, like a red-hot iron ball, from these two, you could say from these two, Pyalam is good for ablative, from these two, from what? From the Mahaprapancha and the Chaitanya, which is conditioned by that, which would be Vaishvanara or Hiranyagarbha or Ishwara, right? So that Chaitanya, then it says, unconditioned, the Chaitanya which has not been discriminated from these, Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma, all this is Brahman alone. All of this, like a red hot iron ball, there's all of this. You see, we're looking at this creation and we're recognizing, accepting the creation as being here, right? We're recognizing that all of this is Brahman alone. So let's see what he says about that. Sarvam kalpidam brahma iti mahavakyasya vachyam. This is the immediate meaning, the vachya, of the mahavakya. So remember, what is the mahavakya? Like, say, tattvamasi. Or, you know, I am Ishwara. That you are that. The vachyarta, the immediate meaning of the word, is that stands for Ishwara. This whole upadi, which is Ishwara. If we say that this whole creation is Ishwara, then we're looking at this creation as a conscious being, as Ishwara. So if I say that you, the Vyashti upadi, you are a conscious being, as in the form of this body, mind, sense organs. So this Vyashti upadi, which is going to be Vishwa, or Tejasa, or Prajna, this individual that is a conscious being is Ishwara, which is a conscious being, right? And so Ishwara is Vaishvanara or Tejasa or Vaishvanara or Hiranyagarbha or Ishwara. Are you following me? So the Mahavakya says, you, this Vishyupadi, you, that's the Vachyarta, is Ishwara. And so obviously you can't be Ishwara. From the standpoint, the vachyarta is not going to work. The immediate meaning of the word is not going to work because there's this IF Pindavat, there's this red hot iron ball. Where you, the conscious being, are Ishwara, the conscious being. That's the vachyarta. That's why the Mahavakya has to be unfolded so that you gain the lakshyarta. So what he says here, this is the vachyarta. The vakyasya, the mahavakyasya vachyam. The immediate meaning of the Mahavakya, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahman, all of this is Brahman. Right? All of this is Brahman. We're taking into account the Upadi. Then he says, Vivictam Sat, then, being Vivictam, being differentiated, then what? Lakshyam Api Bhavati, there is also the Lakshyarta. The Lakshyarta is the implied meaning of the word that makes the vachyarta meaningful. Right? If you just take the vachyarta, you are Ishwara, then the upadis are included. You, the individual being, are the Ishwara, the sameshti. So for you to be Ishwara, you have to go to the implied meaning of the word, which is the consciousness. Okay? Why are you looking so confused, Daniel?
I'm just really tired, so I'm having trouble understanding what you're saying. Because
that's like when you say, I am God, you have to go to the implied meaning. That.
That's right. If you say, I am God, I am Ishwara, you obviously aren't.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're all right
now? I know why I'm having trouble.
Why?
Because if we say that there's no, there's no creation from the point of view of Brahman, Then how can we even say all of this is Brahman? Because all of this doesn't even exist, though. Because there is no mithya from the point of view of Brahman. So that's why I'm really having a little problem with this particular...
The reason for this is, in the end you can say, I am Ishwara, which says, I am all of this.
Yeah.
But you have to differentiate the mithya from satyam.
Yeah.
In order for there to be identity. Right, so from the standpoint of Brahman, there is only Brahman.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Even if you take the clay pot, from the standpoint of the clay, there's only clay.
Yeah.
You know, so that differentiation has to be made. If you don't make the differentiation from the satyam and mithya, then your identification is only with the mithya that is a conscious being. Remember, in the satyam mithya is like from the standpoint of, say, the mind. The mind can say, I am Brahman, I am the conscious being. That's true. That's the red hot iron ball, and it's correct. It says I am the conscious being, but it doesn't know to say that the conscious being is not me. So unless the differentiation is made, that can't happen. So for every jiva in your experience of the world, you come as a red hot iron ball. You come with, even if you have an understanding of Ishwara, you see this whole creation as Ishwara. You see the whole creation as a conscious being. That means that there's no viveka between the conscious being, the consciousness itself, and the Maya Upadi. And so without that viveka, how can there be identity then? You know? And there's no reality. If you're looking at just relating to the Maya, everything exists in Maya. This all exists, but it's all temporal. Right? And so that differentiation has to be there.
What happens to Ishwara when you...
There's no Advaita, either one sec. There's no Advaita. There's no non-duality without understanding that this is all mithya. And that this literally has no being apart from Brahman.
And what if you say, I am Brahman? In that case, what happens to Ishwara? I mean, is
if
no
you say, I am Brahman, then you are Ishwara. Right? Because Brahman is the reality not only of the Vyashti, it's the reality of the Smeshti. If you say, I am Brahman, then you recognize that yourself is not limited by the Vyashti Upadi. And then the Mityatva has to come in for the whole creation. If you can say, I am Brahman, then the next step is to be able to say, I am Ishwara. Because you recognize Ishwara as Mitya. You know?
Yeah.
Okay for everybody? Okay. Let's look at the last verse, verse 121.
This is not discerned.
Repeat after me. Evam.
Evam.
Vastuni.
Vastuni.
Avastu. I'm going to do the sunny. Vastu. Vastuni. See that yakara?
Yeah.
Vastuni. And then avastu. See the vakara?
Mm-hmm.
Vastuni. Avastu.
Avastu.
Avastu. Aropaha.
Aropaha.
Adhyaropaha.
Adhyaropaha.
Samanyena.
Samanyena.
Pradarshitaha.
Pradarshitaha.
He's really giving the adhyaropa on the collective level. So it's what is true on the whole Sameshti is true in every part of it. So here it says, evam in this manner, vastu, on vastuni, locative singular, on the vastu. Vastu is the satyam. What is actually there? The reality, Brahman, is the vastu. On the vastu, avastu. What is not the vastu? What is avastu, which is mithya. So on the vastu, the avastu, aropaha, the superimposition, the aropa of the avastu, of what is not the vastu, on the vastu. Okay. Adhyaropaha. This is what this superposition, this aropa, superimposition of the avastu on the vastu, is what we call adhyaropaha. Samanyena pradarshita. This adhyaropa pradarshita is taught, is shown. Samanyena, generally. This is a general overarching definition, samanyena. A general overarching definition of adhyaropa.
And adhyaropa is mutual superimposition.
It just means superimposition. Anyonya adhyasa is what we mean by mutual superimposition. We have these roots, aropa, adhyaropa, and adhyasa. You can use them simultaneously.
What about adhyaropa apavada?
That is the negation, the apavada of the superimposition.
And why is that so automatic?
Because your body, mind, sense organs are part of the problem. You're the same order, you're in the mithya reality as the things that you're perceiving.
Yeah.
And there's no, even though the self is self-evident, self-effulgent, there's no means of knowledge to differentiate it. So you need a pramana to do that differentiation. Yeah?
You said aropa, adhyaropa, and what was the third word?
Adhyasa.
You know, can I say something I heard Swamiji say yesterday?
Sure.
It was so good, so perfect. He said, because the self is self-evident, most people probably already know this, but it really struck me. He said, because the self is self-evident, that's why you can make this superimposition upon it, because it's completely self-evident. So then you just superimpose on it.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Just like with the, when we use the rope snake example, where the snake is superimposed on the rope,
right.
The rope, you have to have samanya jnanam.
Yeah.
Of the rope, general knowledge of the rope, missing the ropeness. If that isn't there, you can't superimpose a rope.
Exactly.
So here the self is self-evident, and so and there's a jnanam of it. Yeah. Right? It's there, it's I am, I exist, but I don't have the shesha jnanam, particular knowledge, and that's what allows for
right. mm-hmm.
the superimposition. Mm-hmm. If you know what it is,
right.
you know, if you have the vishesha jnanam, the particular knowledge, there's no possibility of mm-hmm. superimposing anything on it because you have knowledge of it as it is. It's only you require the ajnanam and the experience. For any superimposition, you need the experience plus ajnanam of the. Means you need the samanya ajnanam, the general experience of it, plus ajnanam, the ignorance of this particular.
So that's why it's automatic, because it's here.
Yeah.
It's here, yeah. Otherwise, say if you say there's some big self out there to be known that is not anywhere within your realm of experience. Then you can't have a superimposition.
Right.
Right, that's right.
Somehow when he said it, it just like really hit home.
That's how it works. Things have to be said over and over again. At some time it
hit you at the right time.
Yeah, you get it. Okay, let's say our prayer. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.